Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
The title of today's Wisdom for Women is A Christmas Carol. It's a very unusual proverb, Proverbs 30, verses 15 and 16. The leech has two daughters, give and give. The grave, the barren womb, the earth that is not satisfied, and the fire never say enough. We are nearing the end of the Proverbs. Instead of a chipper, upbeat theme, we are seeing an almost desperation. God is addressing a selfishness and emptiness that envelops and shadows. And so on this theme, I'm thinking of the amazing story, A Christmas Carol, written by Charles Dickens. In the story, Ebenezer Scrooge was selfish and harsh. Give me was his motto too. But the beauty and power of the story lies in the fact that he was given a second chance. On Christmas Eve, he saw all of his life, past, present, and future, parade before him in a dream. He saw that if he did not change, people that he could have helped would suffer, and he would die empty and alone. Then he awoke, and he realized he still had time to give and be a blessing. But the best part of the story is, he did change. The good news was, it wasn't too late. What then is the lesson for us? Christmas, for some, is the loneliest time of the year. Maybe you're feeling lonely and needy yourself. Would you close your eyes for just a moment? Can you think of a tiny Tim who is needy? A child of a single mom? An elderly man? Or an unloved teenager? It is not too late. Maybe the stores have left the love of Christ out of Christmas, but the good news is he can use you to put it back in. This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's Word will make you kind and wise.